Ellen, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
I got to tell you, a lot of people laughed at me when we talked about bed bugs. They thought it was funny because it was a nationwide issue. And when it hit Michigan, these people went to crawling under the wood like a bunch of bed bugs, because it did. It is a problem here in Lansing, and some businesses are experiencing challenges with that. So I just wanted to kind of put that dig back into those people who were giving me a hard time.
You know, I was just in Scotland, and I did not check for bed bugs once when I was on the trip, and I came back safe and sound.
Did you worry?
No, I didn't. You know what? I sort of forgot about it. You know, these stories sort of peak, and then they sort of fade away, and I think by the time I went, it sort of faded away for me.
Well, there's a new airline merger just about, the deal is just about done. Tell us about this deal, and is it going to save us money when we fly?
Well, this merger just announced, it's not even a merger. It's Southwest is buying AirTran, which is an Atlanta rival. And the main reason they're doing it is to gain access to a lot of AirTran's major routes. I don't know if people realize this, but Atlanta is just the nation's busiest airport. Southwest does not fly out of there, and they wanted access to Atlanta, and so now they're going to have it.
Well, this is a big deal. In reading your article or your story in the paper yesterday, this is a big, big deal, not only to give those of us in Michigan who fly out of Michigan an opportunity to get into Hartsfield out of Atlanta, but it's a big deal on what's going to happen with the prices of airline tickets. Now, I've got stories here from USA Today, your story from the Detroit Free Press, some Wire stories, and they're conflicting reports. Can you clarify for me what's going to happen after this acquisition? Are airfares going to rise?
You know, I think nobody knows, and the conflicting information in the various newspaper stories probably depends on who people interviewed for the story. The reason, I mean, there's a couple of arguments. Number one is, obviously, with these consolidations that Delta bought Northwest, United and Continental just merged. Now Southwest is buying AirTran. The only freestanding airlines left, major airlines left, will be U.S. Airways and American, and there are rumors that maybe they'll have to merge to gain the size of these other airlines now. So the argument is that smaller, you know, fewer choices mean higher prices. The alternative is Southwest and AirTran are both what you call low-fare carriers. They have aggressively kept their prices low, and Southwest also has bucked the trend. They don't charge for carry-on bags. They don't charge for changing your ticket. There are other, you know, model. They use a different model for their business than the other airlines do, and they're very profitable. So obviously, right away, nothing's going to happen because the approval needs to be done by the Justice Department, and probably won't come until sometime next year. So nothing's going to happen right away. But in the long run, you know, nobody knows. It could put fares up. It could put fares down.
Some U.S. airports haven't regained the service they lost in 2008 after the cutbacks due to high oil prices. When you look at some of the numbers, Cincinnati's airport is down 50% when it comes to the service that they lost, and they never got it back. But when you look at what could be gained, and I'm looking at a Wire story here about all the airports that Southwest will or could get into, including Aruba, Cancun, it seems like this would be an awesome opportunity for those of us who fly out of Detroit, Flint, and Lansing.
Well, when we fly out of Detroit, let me talk about Detroit first. AirTran and Southwest already fly out of Detroit. Their routes do not overlap, and so you already can take a cheap airfare on AirTran to Orlando and Atlanta. Now, that's put pressure on the fares of competitor Delta. So for people in Detroit, flying to Atlanta, Orlando is already cheap, and I think that will continue. Then, meanwhile, Southwest flies nonstop from Detroit to Baltimore, Chicago Midway, Denver, St. Louis, Nashville and Phoenix. So it puts pressure on its competitors on those routes. So those are already cheap. I think that Detroit won't see any decline in service. They might even see a little bit more. AirTran flies out of Flint as well to Florida. Southwest doesn't currently. So Flint might be a winner. They might be able to add some routes on Southwest from Flint to some other Southwest destinations. So I think for Detroit, we're in good shape.
Ellen, living in Lansing, I always weigh the price of paying a little bit extra to fly out of Lansing as opposed to driving all the way to Detroit and parking and going through all that hassle. And a lot of the times when we fly, we decide to fly out of Lansing and pay the extra expense. What do you think this merger will mean for Lansing? Will we see more flights out of our airport?
You know, I don't know. I didn't look it up, but I think AirTran and Southwest do not fly out of Lansing currently. And I don't know that they would add service there. It's possible. I don't think anyone knows. I think the officials in Lansing would love to have them come, but I don't know if that would be part of their model.
What is going to be the state of travel for the holidays? It looks like gasoline prices are going to be stable. They just went down by almost a dime. What do you anticipate for Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Well, you know, again, if you read five reports, you might get five mixed signals. I think gasoline prices will stay low for the fall and the winter, and so it will be easy to drive places. And I think in Michigan, about 80 to 90% of people drive anyway at the holidays. So that's good news for them. We don't have $4 gasoline. As far as airfares, I would be looking right now, the first 2 weeks of October, to see what the prices are for Thanksgiving and Christmas for flying. And people expect that maybe those are going to be the lowest weeks before the prices start rising again.
Ellen, the best places to go when looking for cheap airfare, especially at the last minute?
I have done some stories about this where you can look at 10 different online portals like Kayak or Expedia, Orbitz, or the airlines themselves. There usually is very little difference in the price. I hate to break that to new people.
Oh, come on. I see all these commercials guaranteeing the lowest prices, yeah. And you're telling me there's not much of a difference?
Usually the airline's own website has the cheapest price, and it has but I guess I use Orbitz, Expedia, or Kayak to look at the various prices, take a look and see all the prices, and take a look, and you will see, sadly, that usually there's very little difference in the price. Every once in a while, there might be something. Also, there might be difference in whether they say a flight is available or not. And that's something that, you know, maybe you could get something. But they're all getting their information from the airline. So I generally end up booking my ticket directly from the airline.
All right. Thanks so much, Ellen. We'll talk again with you soon.
Okay, sure. Thanks for having me.